Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Good Morning Live. I am so glad that you are with me today, and today is going to be a little bit different. We're still going to get into the Word. We are still going to encourage your faith. We are still going to point everything back to Jesus, but I want to take a few minutes today. We're going to pause on the Gospel of Mark that we've been walking through. But I want to take a few minutes today and celebrate, because when there's something worth celebrating, you should celebrate. I don't know about you, but you know, there's so much in life to, you know, if we let ourselves stress over and worry over and all those things. And I've learned a long time ago, you know, one of our core values as a church is witness my revival. And we believe that God's always moving. And one of the ways we stay in faith is by celebrating what God is doing. And so we want to take a few minutes today and celebrate what God is doing through the Pioneer Channel, because it's huge. And I told you a few days ago in one of our Good Morning Lives that we had some big news coming up. And this is not that. This took us by surprise. But I had gone in earlier this week into our system and just kind of checking the settings and looking at our reports for viewership and all of that stuff. And I kept clicking the button because I thought something has to be wrong. But I confirmed the information and found out that it is absolutely not wrong. And get ready for this. The Pioneer Channel increased in viewership by over 4,000%. I want to say that to you one more time because I don't want anyone to misunderstand me. The Pioneer Channel in the last 2 weeks has increased in viewership by over 4,000%. That is right. I said 1,000, and that's what I mean. And obviously we want to celebrate that because we believe, I don't care who you are, that's a big percentage. And typically week over week, you know, we're a growing network, you know, we will grow by a percentage, and it's just a God thing. So our viewership has increased, and it wasn't just to 1 week, it, you know, like some random thing. This week, we already surpassed what we did last week. So I want you to hear me clearly because we're celebrating today. But we are thankful for numbers, right? We don't worship numbers. We are encouraged by growth, but growth is not necessarily the goal. Jesus is the goal. The gospel is the goal, and reaching people is the goal. Helping people find hope in Jesus is the goal. But when God begins to breathe on something, we should not be so spiritual that we fail to stop and celebrate and simply say, thanks, God. So today, that's what I just want to do. I know we're in the midst of this Mark teaching. I just want to stop because I've been walking around telling everybody I can find 4,000%. If it was your business, not that we're a business, but if you own a business and that, you know, they called and said, hey, you grew by 4,000%. Oh, you know, 1 week, and then the next week we're halfway through and already surpassed that growth. Come on, you'd be telling everybody. So today we're going to pause and say, Lord, thank you. Thank you for open doors. Thank you for increase. Thank you for every viewer. Thank you for every home and every person who tuned in on a broadcast or opened the app or clicked on a teaching, watched a program, or heard the name of Jesus. So we don't worship numbers, but listen, we celebrate numbers. Why? Because behind every number is a person. Behind every view is a soul. Behind every screen is a story. Somebody may be watching in the middle of discouragement. Somebody may be watching while they are trying to decide whether or not they're going to keep going. Somebody may be watching who has not been in church for years. Somebody today might be watching who is hungry for the word of God, but did not know where to turn. Somebody might be watching today who just simply needs to be reminded that Jesus is still Lord. The gospel is still good news. And God is not finished with your life. So today, would you celebrate with me? But I also want to teach because here's my goal. Anytime God brings increase, he's not just giving us something to enjoy. Man, I believe he's giving us something to steward. So I want to teach from this thought because anytime we come on the air or do a program, I always say to myself, I want to leave people better than we found them. I want you to have something to carry into your day. So I want to teach from this thought today of when God breathes on small beginnings. When God breathes on small beginnings. Zechariah 4:10, very familiar verse of scripture. It says, "For he who has despised the day of small beginnings." So do not despise small beginnings. For he who has despised the day, of small things. And listen, that is such an important verse, and I love it. Because one of the things we often do, and I'm guilty of it, I'm a visionary, right? Is we judge the future of something by the size of its beginning. If it starts small, well, we just assume that it's going to stay small. If it looks hidden for a season, we just assume, well, it's insignificant. If it doesn't seem impressive right away, we think maybe God's just not in it. But the kingdom of God, listen, often begins like a seed. That's why Jesus said it in Mark 4:30, to what shall we liken the kingdom of God? Or with what parable shall we picture it? It is like a mustard seed, which when it is sown to the ground is smaller than all the seeds of the earth. But when it is sown, it grows up and becomes greater than all the herbs. So the kingdom of God begins like a seed. And a seed does not look like the harvest. A seed looks small. A seed looks buried. A seed looks unimpressive. But seeds carry future. So yeah, I told you the other day on a live that you know we've been really getting into gardening this year, and I wanted to plant an oak tree in our yard because oak trees are one of there's a lot of other ones who last longer, but one of the main ones that can last up to 1,000 years. And I don't know, I just kind of love that, you know, me and my kids are going to go out and plant this oak tree in our yard. And, you know, unless somebody comes and intentionally cuts it down or Jesus comes and destroys the earth, you know, and creates a new heaven and earth, 1,000 years from now, that tree that me and my kids took out to the yard to plant will be there. Well, I ordered this tree and I'm all excited about it. And we're going to do a time capsule under it. And, you know, we're all pumped about it. Well, it finally came. And in the picture, it promised to be, you know, a several foot tree. And, you know, it's going to take some time. Oh, this puppy is like this big. It is so small and insignificant. And I'm like, well, we can't put like, you know, a box on this thing. It's barely functioning, but we're going to plant it and see what happens. And if we want to do a time cap, so we can do it a little bit later when it gets bigger. But anyway, I had to laugh. But what's funny is, you know, the oak tree is a slow growing tree. It's not fast. But when I was studying it out, it talked about how the oak is the wood is so strong. So, you know, what I have right now is small. It's insignificant. It's not going to grow fast, but it is strong. And when it grows, it will last generations. Why? Because seed carries future. And I wanted to encourage somebody today. Do not despise what God started in your life just because it looks small. Don't despise a small prayer. Don't despise the small step. right? Do not despise the small. Do not despise the small beginning. Do not despise the little bit of progress that you see. Do not despise the thing that nobody else notices yet. Because listen, if God is breathing on it, small does not mean insignificant. Small does not mean powerless. Small does not mean forgotten. Small does not mean it will stay small. So there are things God begins quietly because he wants the root to grow before the fruit ever shows up. And listen, I believe this is what we are seeing in this season on the Pioneer Channel. There have been hidden years. There have been building years. There's been many learning years along the way. There have been days when it felt small. There have been days when in your life, you know, where things have felt small. There have been days where, you know, we're trying to figure out the technology, the schedule, the programming, the distribution, the partners, the system. There's a lot of things that people never see, but God sees. And when God starts breathing on what you have been faithful with, increase can come faster than you expected. I literally put a conference call into the company that does all of this kind of back end stuff for us. And I said, I mean, what's the error? You know, here's me, man of great faith. And I'm like, what's the error? And they said, no, it's legit views. So listen, this is why you cannot quit in the small season. The small season is where faithfulness is proven. The small season is where motives are tested, where capacity is built. The small season is where you learn to obey without applause. And then when increase comes, you are not shocked by it, but what you are grateful for it. So listen, small beginnings are not proof that God is absent. They are often the soil where God is preparing increase. So increase is a stewardship, not just a celebration, right? But stewardship. Now, when we talk about viewership increasing over 4,000%, it's easy to get excited, and I'm excited. We should be excited. But increase is not just something we celebrate. It is something that we steward. Jesus said, Luke 12:48, for everyone to whom much is given, what does it say? For him, much will be required. So when God gives more reach, there's more responsibility. When God gives us more influence, there is more stewardship. When God opens more doors for us, and we've got some exciting doors coming in this next season, there is more need than ever for prayer, for wisdom, for the spirit of excellence and partnership. So our response to growth cannot just be, wow, look what happened. Our response has to be, Lord, all right, we see this. Now, how do we steward this well? How do we make sure the message stays pure? How do we make sure the word stays central? How do we make sure Jesus stays lifted up? How do we make sure we do not turn increase into ego? How do we not confuse momentum with mission? Listen, because we didn't get into this for numbers. Numbers are not the mission. Jesus is the mission. The gospel is the mission. People are the mission. So viewership matters because why? People matter. And so this is important for your life too. Maybe God is increasing something in your life. Maybe he's giving you more influence or more responsibility, more open doors, more opportunity, more resource, more favor, more people looking to you. And when that happens, do not just celebrate the increase. Ask God for the wisdom to steward it. Because listen, increase without stewardship can become pressure. Increase without prayer can become pride. Increase without humility can become extremely dangerous. Increase without purpose can become distraction. But increase surrendered to God, oh, come on, it becomes a tool for the kingdom of God. And that is what we want. We want to say, Lord, if you give us more reach, we will use it for Jesus. If you give us more viewers, we will preach the gospel. If you give us more doors, we will walk through them with humility. If you give us more influence, we will point people to you. And if you give us more opportunity, then we will steward it for your glory. And that is the right heart. Increase is not a trophy to hold. It is a trust to steward. So listen, the gospel still needs a voice. The Bible says in Romans 10, 14, how then shall they call on him whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And then Paul says in Romans 10, 17, so then faith comes by what? By hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So faith comes by hearing. That means the gospel still needs a voice. The word still needs to be preached. The message still needs to go out. People still need to hear. And listen, I know we get into this and, you know, people are saying, well, you know, I don't know why you're getting into Christian television. Television is dying. We're not getting into Christian television. We're getting into Christian media. And you know, so we are saying every platform, social media, apps, streaming is exploding around the world, and we are right in the center of all of it. And yeah, TV doors, of, you know, for standard broadcasting like cable and satellite, if those doors open, whatever opens to us, we are in the media mission here. And you might say, well, you know, there's just so much content. Listen, 4,000% increase in 1 week. What does that say? It says that we are living in a generation where people are being, or where people are more hungry for the things of God than ever. We are in a generation where people are being discipled by screens. They are being formed by content. They are being shaped by voices. They are being influenced by what they hear every day. So the question is not, well, will media disciple people? It already is. The question is, will we use media to point people to Jesus? Will we use the tools of this generation to carry the timeless gospel? We will put the word of God where people are already listening. We will preach Jesus through every open door. And this is what the Pioneer Channel exists to do. We are not just trying to be another platform. We are not just trying to fill airtime. We are not just trying to build a brand here, right? We are trying to tell the story of Jesus every way possible. And we've been doing that through live programming, through teaching, through preaching, through interviews, through Christian television, through apps, through streaming, through on-demand content, through every screen and every open door God gives us. Why? Because somebody needs the word. Somebody needs hope. Somebody needs truth. Somebody needs the gospel. Somebody has to know and hear, the gospel comes by hearing, that Jesus still saves. Somebody is struggling in their body right now, and they need to hear that Jesus heals. Somebody needs to hear that Jesus restores. And somebody needs to simply know that Jesus is still Lord. And here's what encourages me. Listen, God can use something that starts small to reach people that we may never meet. A person can be sitting in a living room, in a hotel room, on a military base through our armed forces network that we air on. Did you know that we are one of the only Christian programming channels approved on the armed forces network, which takes us into available to every person serving in the military every military base around the world, every U.S. embassy and government building our channel is approved to be in. That's huge. Right? So a person can be sitting in a military base, in a hospital room, in a prison. We're working very diligently to get the Pioneer Channel into the prison systems, in a workplace, or at home feeling completely alone. And listen, the word can reach them through a screen, and that matters. Because the method may change, but the mission does not. The mission is still go into all the world and preach the gospel. Preach the gospel to every creature. And today, part of go in our culture includes media. It includes broadcasts. It includes digital platforms and streamings and apps and all those things that we mentioned. It includes every tool available to carry the gospel further. And listen, you may know where I'm going with this. This is why partnership matters. I want to speak very plainly for just a moment. A 4,000% increase in viewership is exciting. But increased reach also means increased responsibility. It means more people being reached, more infrastructure, more programming, more consistency, more excellence, and more prayer. And yes, more partnership is needed. And so that's why I, you know, was convicted of the Holy Spirit a few weeks ago of just saying, you know, we don't really talk much about partnership on Good Morning Lives or on the network. And I just felt like, no, if I really believe in this ministry and what we're doing and the reach that it's having, then we need to be unashamed to ask people to partner in such a good work. And that's why I want to invite you to become a Pioneer Media partner, not just because we need help, but because there's an opportunity. There's an open door, there's momentum, there's increase. And this is a moment for people who believe in this assignment to say, I want to help carry this. I want to help send the word. I want to help strengthen believers. I want to help reach people with the gospel. I want to sow into what God is breathing on. So if you want to stand with us, you want to become a partner, you can do that monthly. You can do that with a one-time gift. Listen, go to ptnnow.com and become a monthly media partner. And I want you to hear my heart. This is not about pressure. We don't do that. This is not about trying to get something from you that God's not leading you to do. If the Holy Spirit is not putting on your heart to stand with us, then just pray for us. That's it. Just pray for us, right? That's not what we do here. But this is about participation. It's an invitation to be a part of what God is doing. Paul wrote to the Philippians and thanked them for their partnership in the gospel. He wrote in Philippians 1:5, for your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now. That word fellowship carries the idea of partnership. They were not all standing in the pulpit with Paul. They were not all traveling with Paul. They were not all preaching in the same places. But through their giving, their prayers, their support, they were participating in the gospel going forward. And friends, that's what participation does. Participation connects you to the fruit of the mission. So for every person reached, every testimony, every viewer that's strengthened, every family that's encouraged, every person who hears the gospel, partners are part of that. And so I'm asking you today, ask the Lord, should I become a Pioneer Media partner? Should I help carry this assignment? Alone, Pastor Parsley preaches it all the time. Alone, we are a voice, but together, we are a force. I can't do this alone. Our team can't do this alone. But together, we're making impact. Together, with the blessing of God, we're growing over 4,000% in 1 week. So I submit to you to prayerfully consider, should I sow a monthly gift into this increase? And listen, whatever the Lord puts in your heart, simply obey him. Simply obey him. Why? Because we don't come and tell you an amount. Why? Because the amount is not the point. Right? Maybe for someone that's a small monthly gift, for someone else, it's a large step of faith. The amount's not the point. Obedience is the point. Partnership is the point. Standing together in the gospel is the point. If you can't do anything, pray for us, celebrate with us, send us a letter, comment in chat, do something to say, we're celebrating. We're excited. We believe in what Pioneer is doing. We believe, this ministry has touched us. This ministry, I enjoy the programming. We have the app. Chat in, comment, do whatever to stand with us. And then to every person who has already partnered, I want to say thank you. You are helping us carry this message. You're helping us pioneer the future. You are helping us tell the story of Jesus every way possible. Now, I want to turn this back to encourage you personally, because this teaching is not just about the Pioneer Channel. It's not why you tune in. This teaching is about how God works. God can breathe on what you have been building. God can breathe on your obedience. God can breathe on your business or your ministry. God can breathe on your family. We have some big things set up for our family this summer with kids camp and camp meeting. And I'm believing God for some spiritual things to happen for my family and my children. And I believe God can breathe on that. I believe God can breathe on your next step. God can breathe on something that has felt hidden, something that has looked small. God can breathe on something that has felt slow. God can breathe on something that you have been tempted to quit. And when he does breathe on it, things can shift overnight. Now, listen, that does not mean things always change overnight. It does not mean every season is going to be easy. It does not mean there is never a process. But it does mean this, that your faithfulness is not wasted. Your prayers are not wasted. Your hidden work is not wasted. What is Galatians 6:9 saying? Let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. That means there is a harvest connected to not quitting. And someone watching today needs to hear that. Do not lose heart. Do not quit in the seed stage. Do not quit in the hidden stage. Don't quit because it looks small. Don't quit because you have not seen the fruit yet. Don't quit because it took longer than you've expected. We've all been there. Keep praying. Keep sowing. Keep showing up. Keep being faithful, because God knows how to breathe on your obedience. And sometimes while you're still wondering whether anything is happening, roots are growing under the surface. And listen, you cannot always see roots, but roots matter. Roots determine the fruit. And if the root system is strong, the increase can be sustained when it comes. So let God build the root system. Let him deepen you. Let him strengthen you. Let him prepare you. Then when increase comes, you will have the character to carry it. So listen, God is not only preparing increase for you. He is preparing you for increase. Now, I want to give you one more final piece today. And it's another important piece. When you hear someone else testify about increase, do not let comparison steal your joy. That is a trap from the pit of hell. Somebody else's testimony should make you feel, should not make you feel behind. It should build your faith. When God blesses someone else, do not say, well, why not me? We say, Lord, thank you for what you are doing, and I trust you with my season. Comparison turns celebration into discouragement, but faith turns celebration into expectation. What does Romans 12:15 say? Rejoice with those who rejoice. Why? Because rejoicing keeps your heart healthy. Rejoicing keeps you free from jealousy. Rejoicing reminds you that God is working. Rejoicing says if God is moving there, he can move here. If God is opening doors there, he knows how to open doors here. If God's breathing on that, come on, he can breathe on what he has assigned to me. So today, we celebrate what God is doing. Not with pride or comparison or ego, but with gratitude. God is moving in this ministry. God is opening doors. God is increasing our reach. And we believe with all of our hearts, I believe that the best is yet to come. So as we close, I want to make sure that our hearts are in the right place. When God gives increase, the right response is always worship. Not self-congratulation, not pride, not look what we did. No, no, no. The right response is, Lord, you are faithful. Lord, thank you. Lord, use it for your glory. Lord, it all belongs to you. I love David said in Psalm 115, not unto us, O Lord, but to your name give glory. Not unto us. And that has to be our heart. Not unto us, not unto this platform, not unto this channel. Not unto us, Lord, to your name be the glory. If one person is reached, glory to God. If thousands are reached, glory to God. If viewership increases by 4,000%, glory to God. If doors open, glory to God. If partners come alongside and stand with us on this mission, glory to God. Because it all belongs to him. And that's what keeps our increase pure. Gratitude, humility, worship, surrender. So today, we celebrate. We ask people to partner. And we leave encouraged because the same God who can breathe on a media ministry right from the cornfields of Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, can breathe on your life. The same God who can grow. I never forget when in 2020 and all that was happening in the world. And I said, I am so sick of this dream being on the backside of my heart. I just want to do it so that it can fail and I can get it done and just never have to worry about it again. And I will never forget just the blessing of God coming. I will never forget just doors opening and just saying, I don't know. I don't know what I'm doing. I wasn't prepared for this. I didn't really expect it all to work out. So listen, the same God who can grow a small beginning can grow what he has planted in you. The same God who opens doors can lead you through the doors he has assigned for you. So I just want to encourage you today, do not lose heart. Don't despise small beginnings. Don't quit in the hidden place. Don't compare your season to somebody else. Stay faithful, stay humble, keep sowing, keep obeying, and trust God with the increase. Paul wrote in Corinthians, he said, I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. God gives the increase. That's our confidence. So as we celebrate today, I just wanted to take a pause from our current series and celebrate with this together. I want to pray for you. Father, in the name of Jesus, first, thank you. Thank you for what you are doing through the Pioneer Channel. Thank you for every viewer. Thank you for every home reached. Thank you for every person who has heard the word, received encouragement, or been pointed back to Jesus. Lord, we do not take increase lightly, but we take it with gratitude. We steward it with humility, and we give you all the glory. Not unto us, Lord, to your name be the glory. And now I pray for every person watching today. Encourage them in their own small beginnings. Strengthen them where they have been tempted to quit. Remind them that their obedience matters. Remind them that their seed matters. Remind them that hidden faithfulness is never wasted. And Lord, for those who you are calling to partner with the Pioneer Channel, speak clearly to their hearts. Show them how to participate in this gospel assignment Let everything we do point people to Jesus. And finally today, for anyone who is watching and you're not sure about all this God stuff, you've never surrendered your life to Christ, well, today is the day. Pray this from your heart. Say, Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you died for my sins. I believe you rose again. I repent. I turn from my old life and I turn to you. Forgive me. Save me. Make me new. I choose to follow you from this day forward. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. You prayed that prayer. I believe you have passed from death to life. You are a new creation in God. I want to put some resources into your hand to help you get started in your journey of faith and stay in your journey of faith. Go to ptnnow.com, click on the Know God tab, and we will be happy to get those resources out to you. So thank you for being with me today on Good Morning Live. Today, we celebrate what God is doing. If you hopped in somewhere along the way and say, what's going on? The Pioneer Channel viewership has increased by over 4,000% in the last 2 weeks. And this week is trending even far beyond that. And we give all the glory to God. So I want to invite you again, if the Lord's speaking to your heart, go to ptnnow.com, become a Pioneer Media partner. Help us carry the gospel further. Help us tell the story of Jesus every way possible. And listen, God is not only preparing increase for you, he is preparing you for the increase. So don't despise small beginnings. Stay faithful. Keep sowing. Trust God. I love you and I'm praying for you. Now remember, God loves you. He's not mad at you. And he's got a wonderful plan for your life. Bye-bye for now.
Good Morning Live is made possible by the prayers and generosity of faithful partners and friends like you. Thank you for helping us proclaim Jesus, encourage believers, and impact lives around the world. To learn more, visit ptnnow.com.